7:15.
Yes, sir. And what's another way of saying 15 after a 15 till?
15 after.
Yes, sir. Well, there's a way of saying it that's sort of like a piece of money that's worth more than a dime.
Well, I tell you, let's see. Wait a minute, let me get right here. Now, this clock is it's supposed to be daytime or nighttime?
It doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, tell me the difference, won't you?
Well, in the morning part of the day, you count down 0:17.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. But what about, you know, there's a piece of money that's this about this big round.
That's a quarter after.
Yes, sir. That's what I want. Now, so this is what time?
That's a quarter after.
And if it was over here on the 9th?
It would be a quarter till.
Yes, sir. Now what did you call this?
That's a sawhorse.
And have you ever seen something like that you might use to...
Yeah, that is another type of sawhorse that you saw wood in.
Yes, sir. So what would you call it?
That's a sawhorse.
Yes, sir.
Same thing.
Yes,
sir. But this one is for a carpenter and this is for a woodcutter.
Yes, sir. And what would this be?
It would be a baby carriage.
And if you might say that you were going to what the baby?
Push the baby in the carriage.
Yes, sir. All right. So what's the first word you said?
Push.
Yes, sir. Now, what do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it?
Catty-corner.
Yes, sir. And if two roads cross...
That's a crossroad.
Yes, sir. And one house stands on either side of the road, you'd say the houses are what from each other?
Opposite.
Yes, sir. And now, so that would be if the houses are there and there, but if there was a house here and a house here and the roads went like this,
how would it be catty-corner?
Yes, sir. Now, that's all my questions, but I'd like to talk to you for a while on the other side of the tape if you have